Hi, my name is Alf, and welcome to Just Shut Up. So, in today's episode, we're going to talk about burnout. So, first of all, for the people who don't really know what burnout is, well, burnout is when you are mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. And this is caused by when you have like excessive and prolonged stress. So it can also happen because you feel very overwhelmed or unable to meet like your family demands, your work demands, and also you feel like emotionally drained. So I think feeling like I've been having like this type of mental state for I think 3 or 4 years since like I started to focus on my university, school, like in my soul, I sometimes feel like I don't have any like goal, or I just don't have the energy or the ability to just enjoy life, like because I have all this stress of like meeting some expectation, and I just feel so stressed and so like anxious that I just don't have like I literally am in survival mode. Like every day is just the same. I don't have any type of objective in life that makes me wanna like live, something like that. Like I don't have like any type of objective that made me say, oh my gosh, I look forward to this day, or you know. And it's really sad because I used to be a person who had this type of mini goals. They were like very small, but they, like for instance, I don't know, wearing new clothes to the school, I was like really, it was something I look forward to. However, now I don't care about nothing. Just I'm just like in a state of mind that is like I'm numb. My brain is like numb. I don't know how to say it, but I just feel like I'm in a constant survival mode. Like I don't feel like anything. Like I don't feel like good with myself because I want to truly like enjoy life, but I just don't have the enough strength to get out of the bed and start the day and setting goals. Because I just feel that I don't have enough strength to do that because of all this stress that I've been having these past 3 years. And this stress is coming from my studies. So I'm in university. This is going to be my second year at university. I had to move to another city because where I used to live, we didn't have a university, so I had to move to a near city. And I don't know why, but I focused all my strength on my studies. Like, I studied, like, all my energies were put on studying. Like, I only, my routine was, okay, I have breakfast, then I have a shower, then I study, then I go to university, then I take a nap, then I'll study more, and when I finish studying a subject, I will work out. And the routine was repeated every single day, every single day. So I think because I, due to all this, like, having all constant stress and not having, like, any objective, like, I was like, okay, I was just trying to I was just trying to avoid, like, my feelings, so I focused on studying as a way of avoiding my feelings and not thinking about them, which you shouldn't do because you have to confront your feelings, and that's how you are really going to get over them. However, I was very obsessed with studying, and it wasn't really healthy because there were some times that I didn't even go out or go out with my friends, or if someone said came out with a plan, I would say no because I have to study. And the thing that is really, really sad is that when I had, like, free time, I didn't enjoy it at all, because I was saying, oh my gosh, I'm not using this time for doing something productive. So I was so obsessed with being productive and with studying. So when I had, like, a free time, I didn't even enjoy it. So it just felt like, I just feel like shit, because I was, I'm still, like, I still have these thoughts about, oh my gosh, you're just like, how, I sometimes think you're not being productive, why are you resting? You should be studying, something like that. That is not good, that is really toxic, and because rest is not, like, something you deserve, it's something you have to do. Like, you have to rest, because if not, you're going to get crazy, or you're going to really, well, yeah. So, I just felt like my life had no purpose. It was just, every day was the same. Every day was like another day to survive. Or, well, and I still feel like that. And it's just the worst, because at the end of the day, you're not enjoying life. You're just surviving, and there is, I just feel like in the society we live, we think that if we are successful, then all our problems will disappear. And that is not real. Because our problems are going to be there. My problems will stay there. Even if I score the highest rate, or if I don't score a good grade, like, my problems are still going to be there. I'm still going to suffer from them. And maybe that gratification of having good grades is just a simple, it's like you feel like it's just a really small gratification, like, then you forget about it and then you continue studying. So so that's how I think I got burned out. Because I sometimes feel that I'm just surviving. I'm in survival mode. And I don't have any purpose in life. I still have no purpose in life. I don't know what to do with my life. I just don't know. Because when I'm resting, I think about about other things. And then when I'm doing those things, I think about resting and how I would love to rest. But then when I actually rest, I don't feel good. Because I feel I'm not being protected. And I feel like shit, because I was like, oh my gosh, there are probably people who are being more protected than me. And I'm here just watching YouTube videos without any, like, without, like, any good thing coming from doing that. So, yeah. And you also feel, like, very depressed, at least. I've been feeling very depressed because of this, because it's just, like, why I'm even trying. Like, is this all I have to offer to the world? Like, is this really life? Because if this is real life, I don't want to be in this life. Like, no. However, I've been trying really hard to try to change this state of mind, and I haven't still figured it out, but at least I'm trying, and that is a good thing. So now I'm trying to have some hobbies, like painting and things like that, which really help, because you feel like disconnected and things like that. And, like, I'm also having, like, taking up, like, new activities, also saying yes to more things, because I'm usually, like, why I'm going to say yes to those things? Like, I'm not even, like, I'm something certain like that, and, like, why? Why should I say yes to my friend? I just prefer being at home, lying in bed and not doing nothing. But then I think, girl, you have to try at least. And even if you don't like it, that plan or that thing, at least you will feel better with yourself because you have, you know, you have gone to a coffee shop that you really liked, or you have, I don't know, you have hung out with your friends and things like that. And because life, this is something my mother always says, and is that life is all about these small things that you probably don't even think much about them, but that's really what life is about. It's about these small things that make you feel better with yourself, that make you feel like if you have like purpose in life. And I'm still trying to slowly having like these small hobbies that made me want to live, like for instance, or that made me want to enjoy life, because of course I have my obligations, but I also deserve, I think everyone deserves, no matter what, to enjoy life, because life is not all about work, it's not all about university, it's not all about success, because we are not going to live that much. So why won't we just try to enjoy these little things that make you feel great? So these days I've been I've been doing like crochet and those things, and at first I was like, oh my gosh, why I'm doing this? This doesn't even, I don't even know how to do it, like I don't even know how to do it. Why I'm doing this? But then I thought, you have to do this, because if you don't, you will be lying around your bed, not doing nothing, thinking and thinking and thinking, without any willingness to do anything. So just, let's try to do this. And I've been, and I really like it, it's really relaxing, and it's also very fulfilling, because when you, like, I've been doing crochet, and I'm improving, and it feels very great. And also, if you're feeling like this, like, just try to do, I also, like, you know, you can buy on Amazon, like, kits, like, these kits from, that you can make different crafts, and they are really cute, and you can do a lot of things with those kits, like you can make a bag, or you can make a sweater, things like that. And it's something that you at first think, why should I be doing this? But then when you actually do it, you feel like fulfilled. And you feel, well, I've been doing something that I really like, or that I really have enjoyed it, and things like that. And also I have to say that sometimes when we have a lot of free time, we feel very overwhelmed, at least in my case, when, like, now it's summer break, and I have all the time in my life to do anything I want. And that feeling that I have all the time to do things that I like is very overwhelming, because when I not doing nothing, I feel like I'm losing, like I'm just like not really taking advantage of the summer break. And then I see people on Instagram doing a lot of things, traveling, doing, going to different places, and going to parties, partying, and having a great time with their friends. And then I see my life, and I see, oh wow, my life is not even slightly like that. And I feel like, sorry for the word, like shit. And I feel bad with myself, and I feel like really bad. So what I'm trying to do is just, first of all, I'm trying not to be harsh with myself, because we are humans and we cannot be productive all the time. We are not robots. We have to rest. We have to lie around sometimes on bed and not doing nothing. There's nothing wrong with not doing, like, with just one day of not doing nothing productive. There's nothing wrong with that, because sometimes we need that. We need that peace. Oh, I forgot what I was saying, what I wanted to say. So I'm trying to say yes to different plans, even if I don't want to do them, because I'm just like so exhausted, like I'm mentally so exhausted that I don't have that energy. But I say yes to those plans. Like, for instance, I'm going to a trip with my friends. And first, like originally, I was going to say no, because I was like, why should I go? I just don't want to be there. That is going to make me feel bad with myself, because I just don't want. I'm not mentally prepared. Don't have the energy enough to go on a trip with my friends and whatever. But then I think, why not? You probably will, like, meet people, you will live different experiences, and you might even, I don't know, try new food, or at least you have in your mind that at least I've tried, you know? So yeah, I'm trying to say yes to different plans that I might not have to say yes to in the past, because because I was so exhausted of life. And that's working a little bit. And yeah, because that's been working, so I recommend you that. And I've been also trying to live the moment. Sometimes we are stuck in life, and we don't actually enjoy it. We don't actually live the moment, and then we go back to those memories, we think, oh my god, I wish I had enjoyed that time, because now I miss that time. So I'm trying to just try to enjoy every moment. Like, if I'm watching, or if I am like watching a movie or thing like that, instead of thinking about other things, I think Okay. You should just enjoy the film. And then you'll think about other problems, but if you're watching this film, you are only watching this film. You shouldn't be like thinking about other things or thinking about what I could be doing instead of watching this film. So yeah, and it's also very important to go to a psychologist or to seek medical care. I don't know how it's like to seek, like, I don't know, but you should go, if you feel like this, you should go to a psychologist or to a professional, because I've been going to my psychologist, to a psychologist with this really, really good psychologist. Like, I really love her because she understands me and she tries to help me with this time of my life when I don't have really any objective and I don't feel like I have any purpose. So I think that is really important. However, I know that not a lot of people can afford that, because sometimes it can be expensive to go to psychology every week. But it's worth it. You are investing in your well-being, and that is very important. That is not money that you're wasting, no, because you are just trying to be a better person. Or so yeah, you should go to a psychologist if you feel like you cannot do it anymore. And yeah, so that's what I've been going through these 3 years, and I'm trying little by little to have a purpose in life, trying to even help people in need, and yeah, living life. I've still haven't like figured it out exactly, but at least I'm trying, and that is something that you should always bear in mind, that you should at least try. And yeah, so I think that's all for today's episode. So I hope you had enjoyed it, and you have enjoyed it. See you in the next one. Bye.